The Secret Goldman Sachs Tapes. The Bond King is dead, or at least moved to a new firm. Hi, I'm Charles Goyette, and this is your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary for Monday, September the 29th. First of all, a glance at the week ahead. The Case-Shiller Index of home prices comes out on Tuesday morning. Prices have been unwinding somewhat, with the index down 0.3% in May and off another 0.2% in June. Tuesday's report is on the July performance and is widely expected to be up by 0.1%. Congress remains on break this week. They'll be out until after the elections in November. And there's a monetary policy meeting of the European Central Bank on Thursday that is well worth keeping our eye on. We can expect several different reports on manufacturing conditions this week, including the ISM Manufacturing Survey for September. That comes out on Wednesday. The consensus expectation is for the index to come in slightly lower than in August. And then the employment situation, the jobs report for September, comes out on Friday. The unemployment rate, according to the consensus guesstimate, will remain the same at 6.1%. One of the big stories over the weekend in the financial world, of course, is the resignation of Bill Gross, the founder of PIMCO, Pacific Investment Management Company, and the manager of the firm's enormous PIMCO Total Return Fund. But the fund has lost some ground. It's been drawn down by $65 billion in the last 16 months. Gross quit, according to news reports, basically because the company's owner was about to fire him for his long-rumored volatile behavior. Apparently, a stream of senior executives had threatened themselves to quit if the company hadn't let Gross go, and so Gross beat the company to the punch by quitting rather than being fired. So now Bill Gross will run a much smaller bond fund for Janus Capital, the Janus Global Unconstrained Bond Fund, which has only $13 billion. But he'll bring along plenty of investors with him, those that have done well with him over the past couple of decades among them. But the bull market in bonds that Gross rode so successfully for a couple of decades is getting a little long in the tooth now, and profits will be harder to come by. Still, it's a good move for Janus Capital, and its share price took off, up 43% on Friday on the announcement. Now, on the other hand, Allianz, the German insurance company that bought PIMCO back in 2000, fell 5% on the news. This all led editors of the Wall Street Journal to ask, hasn't anyone at Allianz ever heard of a non-compete agreement? One of the other stories that is worth commenting on is a report on the failure and utter absurdity of the regulatory state. In this case, it involves the release of clandestine tapes revealing the conversations of Federal Reserve bureaucrats who were supposed to be regulating Goldman Sachs. Michael Lewis, he's the author of Liar's Poker, Flash Boys, and Moneyball, had a column on Bloomberg on Friday called The Secret Goldman Sachs Tapes that told the story. The essence of it all is something that I have written and commented on many, many times, an analysis of the regulatory state, something called regulatory capture. This describes the way in which the regulated industry captures and controls the body that is supposed to be regulating it. We see this phenomenon everywhere, from the regulators of the food industry, to the FDA, to government election bodies. They're all run in the interest of the industries or the subjects of regulation themselves. It's an analysis that is so self-evident that it's really very disappointing when it's overlooked. For example, Elizabeth Warren complains that since the panic of 2008, the big banks, she complains, have grown bigger. But she misses precisely the point that they have gotten bigger thanks to the regulators, the Federal Reserve, and the Treasury that provided them billions to form bigger combinations and bought the trash securities that were on their books, thus bailing them out, assuring their survival, and putting their more responsible competitors at a disadvantage. So this weekend story is about the recording made by one Fed regulator of the way that the regulators overseeing Goldman Sachs ended up being captured by Goldman Sachs. It's a really good story, and if you're interested in more, just Google The Secret Tapes of Goldman Sachs, and it'll point you to Lewis's Bloomberg account. And that's your commentary for the new week. Have a great week. I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.